Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Cloud surfing, a new way to think about risk, innovation, scale, and success. Written and narrated by Thomas M. Koulopoulos. Introduction. Hyperconnected. To those who reach for the clouds, the few who make it, and the many more who fall back to earth trying, you are all builders of a brave new future. Nearly 15 years ago, I happened to be sponsoring a large event in San Diego on the future of technology and knowledge work, and I'd invited dozens of speakers, including the late Peter Drucker, the economist Paul Romer, and the management guru Tom Peters. All of them were there talking about the evolution of technology. As the organizer, I didn't have the luxury of sitting in on every single session and hearing all the predictions being made, but one session stands out in my mind. It was a small breakout session set up for about 40 people, yet the room was overflowing. Attendees were lined up at the back of the room, standing shoulder to shoulder. A colleague came over and asked me to walk there and see if I could somehow gently herd a few people to another session to ease the crowding. But when I got to the overflowing room, I was curious, and I nudged my way in to see what all the buzz was about. What I saw and heard over the next few minutes changed my view of the future in what has to be the single most profound insight of my entire career. A pair of technologists from the Stanford Research Institute, SRI, were describing their view of the future and of the Internet. This occurred at a time when we were barely understanding the near-term impact of the Internet. And just as many people were wondering if it was a fad as were claiming it was a revolutionary new phenomenon. The image the two technologists used to illustrate the Internet of tomorrow was a large cloud. In this cloud, they claimed, would exist a nearly infinite number of possible connections, resources, capabilities, skills, and ideas, which they called objects. It was, as they described it, the ultimate free market, where people could instantly access, purchase, and apply the resources of the world to solve almost any problem. And these objects would float around in the cloud, available to anyone who needed them. Many objects would have no owners, belonging to everyone and free to use, while others would be complex objects that could be purchased or rented for single use. But what was most spectacular about their vision was that this cloud would not have any geographical center. It would not be housed on any one machine, server, or desktop. And it would not be the property of a single company or even a coalition or cartel of companies. The cloud belonged to humankind. In 1999, to call the
sample complete. Ready to continue?